There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here and bring up anything you'd like on the live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're going to go right into your calls and thoughts coming up. There's a DHS, Department of Homeland Security, intelligence report warning against domestic terror. We'll talk about that here. Should you be afraid? Let's go to Carl in Atlantic City first, though, listening to WPG. Hello, Carl.
Thanks for taking my call. I feel better tonight. They arrested a 72-year-old guy in last November. He had a 300-year-old flintlock pistol wrapped up in his glove box. Unarmed. Unloaded without a flint. They let him go at first. I guess when they went back to the police station, talked about it, they sent four sheriff cars to his house that arrested him. So
wow.
I feel safer now.
And he's 72, right? 72 years old.
Yeah. Yep,
he could have gone to a liquor store and robbed it with that thing, you know?
Yeah, but his lawyer showed how you got to load it. You got to unscrew the barrel, put the powder and ball and screw the barrel back on. But it still didn't have a flint. And the last thing I got to say, he had to make sure he kept his powder dry.
Now, he's still facing charges, right? Like, this guy's looking at 10 years in prison.
Yeah, absolutely. But he's got a good lawyer. Evan Knappen is the best in the state for
Yeah, Evan's good, but Evan's not, you know, he's not a miracle worker. Our co-host our Monday night co-host, Derek Jay, also had Evan Knappen as his attorney in a recent relatively what seems to be a simple case of, you know, bias from the police department. They prevented Derek from getting a concealed weapons license in New Hampshire based on the fact they don't like him. And Evan Knappen was the attorney in that case. They lost at the district court. Now, they're appealing to Supreme Court, but, you know, just because you hire a fancy attorney doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win.
Yeah, and this is how the law is parsed out. This is the evil of the system. So these police were completely within the right to go and arrest this guy because this is how the law is written in the state of New Jersey. This is why you don't listen to a bunch of stinking lawyers up in Trenton who don't know anything about anything, who write crap down on paper. Now, this old man has to pay all kinds of money that's going to be given to his kids and, you know, his heirs.
Yeah.
He has to pay all this money into the legal system in order to figure out exactly what is a firearm and what isn't a firearm. Does this 300-year-old flintlock pistol merit this man a lifetime in prison or whatever it is?
Yeah, it's pretty much just like, 10 years after 72 for a male, it's pretty much a life sentence.
It's absolutely ridiculous, and it's the inefficiencies of this particular system. I don't know how to address this,
decriminalization of possession of firearms.
Well, we could follow the highest law in the land that says the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. But clearly, 100 years of U.S. history shows that they have no intention of doing that. People want to tell you you can't have a tool to protect yourself. So here they have an antique piece, a museum piece.
All you can do with this is like swing it at someone. You can't actually shoot it. Hey, Carl, thanks for bringing that up, man. I do appreciate hearing from you tonight.
If you had 45 minutes to prepare for, say, a pirate ship boarding your a cutter or something like that, then this would be a fine thing to have one shot to clear the deck as best you can, and then you could go in with your saber or whatever. But this is not a particularly good tool for much else. I think you would probably get laughed at if you went to a convenience store and attempted to rob it with a flintlock.
I'm glad Carl called in about that because I actually had that in my list of show prep. Of course, we hardly ever get to all of our stuff, but you can always submit show prep to us over at freetalklive.com. But it's the best way to get us to talk about something is to call in. Millville, New Jersey, this from Police State USA, is featured at lewrockwell.com, where a retired school teacher, so this guy actually used to work for the state, is facing felony charges for owning an 18th century.
The state eats its own.
Relic Firearm in the state of New Jersey. Jordan, it's Jordan with a G, or Gordon, I guess.
Okay.
Gordon. Van Gilder, but it's spelled differently, G-O-R-D-A-N.
Okay.
Van Gilder, aged 72, was pulled over by a Cumberland County Sheriff's deputy on November 20th, 2014, for a minor traffic violation. Van Gilder recalled to NRA News saying the deputy, Joshua Shepard, started screaming at us. He wanted to search the car. You gonna give us your consent, or do I have to get the dog? Deputy Shepard allegedly challenged. Van Gilder recounted saying to the deputy, quote, you don't have to get any dogs. Help yourself. So that's problem number one. Let's stop the story there, because everyone needs to know that even in New Jersey, I'm not a lawyer, maybe they've changed this in New Jersey, but in most places, you do not have to consent to a search.
You don't also don't have to wait an unreasonable amount of time for the dog to come.
Now, that's where things get kind of tricky,
though.
Well,
this is the problem. The government always gives itself an out and decides what reasonable is.
Yeah.
Is reasonable an hour? Is reasonable a half an hour? How long do I have to wait for your stinking dog? It's what it's supposed to be is how long it takes the guy to write a ticket. But they could write really slowly.
Yeah. So had Gordon actually been in New Hampshire and part of the Liberty Movement while he was waiting for this dog to show up, he could call Pork 411 or send a Keene 411
There would
out.
Have been some activists surrounding this police car, taping him and seeing, or you know, videoing him and seeing what he was doing.
So don't consent to the search. This officer is obviously turning up the pressure, threatening, screaming, saying he's going to get a dog. Don't let them intimidate you into allowing a search, because you never know what they're going to find. You know, he may have.
There's a book out called Three Felonies a Day that posits the average American commits three felonies a day. Now, that means that, you know, if you're not average, maybe you're only committing one. What they point out is that you have no clue what is felonious, that you don't know the law because they don't know the law. But you can
they know more of them than you do.
You can run across. I can assure you, Gordon didn't think that he was breaking the law by having a flintlock pistol in his glove compartment.
That's right. That's why he allowed them to search. Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead. Search my car. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I used to work for the government, you know. And then, whoops, you're under arrest and now facing 10 years in prison for having an antique pistol in the glove box. Now, of course, the people out there listening who are just worshiping at the feet of the state would say, well, that was illegal and he shouldn't have been having that in his glove box. Why did he have it in his glove box in the first place? He lives in New Jersey and he should know that that's illegal there.
You can't have a museum piece. What if they
are about Jersey. I mean, they hate guns there.
There's plenty of places in the United States that are like that. But this is just really bad written laws is what this comes down to.
Well, that's the thing.
Here in New Hampshire, we have the same problem. They don't define a firearm the way the federal government does. The federal government is very specific. They say anything made after 1898 or a replica of something that was made before that is not considered a firearm. So you'll have black powder pistols and stuff like that. Those are not firearms as far as...
By federal standards.
But some states just write, like New Hampshire just writes, pistols, rifles, and shotguns.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're dealing with the oldest of muskets, you know, the first muskets made, these flintlock, I can't remember what they're all called, but there's all kinds of different historical, you know, designations.
A blunderbuss.
A blunderbuss. I've handled a blunderbuss in Vermont, but if I would have done it in New Hampshire, a few miles away, it would have been a felony.
Because you are a felon. Let's go to Alma listening in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alma.
Hey, darling, Ian, Mark.
You know,
people around here, everybody wants to be a patriot. People need to look up the word patriot, what it means.
What's it mean?
Who loves and supports their country. Who rules this country? The elite. I don't agree with their ruling. When the federal government takes over the states and what they vote for, it means states have no rights anymore. We have no rights. We're being ruled by the federal government. Which, you know, that means capitalism. You know, patriotism is all about the government. Everybody wants to be a patriot. But this is the government teaching us to be a patriot. That's what they want us to be.
I think some people will, you know, assign their own definition to patriot and say that to them being a patriot means supporting freedom. That means.
But the government means to support them.
Pledge allegiance. That's what I've come to conclude. I like the flag and eagles and all that stuff as much as anybody, and I think America is special. The United States, I should say, is special in many ways.
I love my America. I don't love the government.
Right. Thanks, Alma. Good point. Appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We can talk more about patriotism, nationalism, and all that.
Politicians hide behind the flag.
So, patriotism, nationalism, gun rights. Certainly don't have much gun rights in New Jersey. We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE, especially if you think this old man should go to prison.
Shiny badges on your jacket. Shiny badges.
This is Dobby Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And the live Saturday edition rolls on here. I want to tell you about ExpressCoin.com. It's where you can go to get your cryptocurrencies of choice. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, they're all available. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. Plus, they're a licensed money services business, so they jump through those federal hoops. You can get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer. Just go to ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. It's ExpressCoin.com. They've got the best rates I think you're going to find out there for the service that they provide. Plus, you can use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all when you use code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. Mark, you've used it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's great.
I've used it as well. ExpressCoin.com, code FTL. As we continue here, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We had a gentleman call from New Jersey to bring up a story about an older gentleman, 72 years old, Gordon Van Gilder, pulled over by Cumberland County Sheriff's deputy in November for a minor traffic violation, began screaming at Mr. Van Gilder and whoever his passengers were. He says they wanted to search the car. The deputy threatened, "You're going to give us your consent or do I have to get the dog?" And so Van Gilder did allow the man to search the car. When asked, Mr. Van Gilder did tell the deputy that he had an unloaded antique pistol wrapped up in a cloth in his glove compartment. The collectible pistol was made in the mid-1700s and would require the manual loading of gunpowder and spherical projectiles in order to actually fire. His cooperation with the police ended up being his undoing. The sheriff's deputy nailed him with felony charges because of the antique. Van Gilder elaborated on the situation in his interview with NRA News, saying, quote, "They were trying hard to nail me. I don't get it."
Yeah, why would they want to go after this guy?
He has a gun, Mark. Well, New Jersey doesn't like guns. They like them in their hands, the government agents. They like to have the guns, but they don't like you having a gun.
I don't think you can get one person to call in and say that this is a right and just use of the law.
That this man should be charged with a felony and face 10 years in prison. Should he be charged with something at all? If you want to call in and tell us that, I'd love to hear from you at 855-450-FREE. But, Mark, why should he get a pass? Is it because he's old?
No, it's because, well, A, he's old and he's probably not going to commit any crime with it. But, B, this isn't really a firearm.
But that doesn't mean that you couldn't menace somebody with it, that he couldn't pull the gun out and, you know, point
Who
it
would
at somebody.
Take it seriously?
It's silver. It looks like a gun. I mean, you could at a glance, you wouldn't know necessarily. If you're not a gun expert.
You could menace somebody with a plastic pistol.
I understand that.
And
that's probably illegal, too.
You could menace somebody with a sword. It's illegal to menace somebody with a plastic pistol, but menacing is the problem, not possessing the plastic pistol. You could have a plastic toy pistol in your glove box, and it wouldn't be a big deal. This is basically the equivalent.
If it doesn't have the orange tip on it, it might be a big problem in a place like New Jersey.
I don't know about that. I'm not a lawyer in New Jersey, and neither are you.
No, I'm not, but I've heard things about New Jersey, and I've heard it's one of the worst states as far as gun rights is concerned.
I can more effectively menace somebody with a sword from the 1700s than I could with a flintlock pistol.
You can certainly do more damage with a sword than an unloaded flintlock pistol.
And I suspect that the sword isn't illegal.
We're talking about New Jersey here, Mark. I would suspect that it is illegal.
No, I would suspect it's not. Menacing is probably illegal. Long pieces of metal aren't illegal too many places.
There was a story the other night. Wasn't Chris Cantwell talking about it? Some state representative in New York proposing to ban machetes?
Yeah, absolutely. There are foolish legislators all over. You can find one legislator.
Yeah, but those guys get laws passed in places like New York and New Jersey.
At this point, unless you can show me the United States where weapons that aren't spring-loaded, bladed weapons aren't spring-loaded is illegal, I'd be very interested. I feel gravity. Blades too.
Let us know if you're there. I mean, we do have listeners in New Jersey tonight. We're on WPG and a few other stations. If you're in Jersey and you can tell me, is it illegal for me to strap a sword to my back and walk down the street in New Jersey without a permit? That's what I'd like to know.
I suspect it is completely legal.
I suspect that is illegal. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This guy, he said he didn't get it. Why are they trying so hard to nail him? Well, it's because they have their rules, and they believe that he has broken them, and they are law enforcement officers. And it is their job not to be compassionate. It is their job not to be understanding and forgiving. It is their job to enforce the law.
And the way that sort of English common law works is that, you know, once the charge has been levied, now at this point there's no accuser, right? The accuser is the state. The state is an imaginary group of people, essentially, that mm-hmm. have really no skin in the game because they have all their lawyers paid for free. So the state has been an injured party in him possessing a museum piece.
Usually the charge reads something like, against the peace and dignity of the state of New Jersey.
Or the people of the state of New Jersey or something like that, as though anybody in the state of New Jersey cares about this except these law enforcement officers.
I just think it's funny that the state claims to have peace and dignity. I mean, they are not peaceful, and they are certainly not dignified.
I suppose that that's the case. So I think that what they're doing here is they're trying to flesh out the law. They really do need to know this information. As law enforcers, they really need to know, you know, what weapons are legal and illegal for people to carry in our great state of New Jersey. And so they're just trying to find that information out. And that's a fine way to do it. Unfortunately, this guy has to pay for the lawyers to protect himself while the state doesn't pay itself anything.
Well,
it doesn't cost them anything.
Because if Van Gilder is able to hire attorneys who are able to actually defeat the government bureaucrats in court, you have to remember that even when you win in the government courts, you've still lost, because he's not going to get cut a check for his lost time and effort and attorney's fees.
And if he does get cost a check, if he does get a check cut to him, it's just the taxpayers that pay it.
Yeah, not the officers themselves.
This is the people that work for the state are in so many ways like lampreys, little parasites that hang on and do their thing. Nobody in the state of New Jersey is served by finding out whether this museum piece should be a felony or not. Like, that doesn't make the world better. So either he has to pay, let's call it, $30,000 in legal fees. I don't know what it's going to cost him, but there's certainly lost time and all that stuff going into it, too. So, $30,000, he has to pay that, or then he sues and gets the money back, and then it's like $50,000, because you have to cover that lawsuit, too, to get the money back. Everybody loses. This is a lose-lose situation.
There actually is more information here on the Police State USA article. The Cumberland County Sheriff himself signed off on the arrest. The sheriff himself.
Oh, yeah, they can't. That's the top down.
Van Gilder stated his charging document spelled out his offense, claiming that he did knowingly and or purposefully have in his possession a weapon, specifically a flint gun, without having proper paperwork on his person and improperly stored in a motor vehicle in violation of 2C, blah, blah, blah. New Jersey's gun control laws are notoriously draconian. It's one of the few states that enforces gun registration and explicitly does not exempt antique firearms, as many states do.
Yeah.
According to the law, there's no legal distinction between a three-century-old piece of history and a modern operable firearm.
Sure.
All of these.
This could have been a Bushmaster or this old thing.
All of these, regardless of the presence of a victim or malicious intent, are considered prohibited items without acquiring government permission and carry grave legal consequences.
And that's the problem. You have a weapon to protect yourself, and you don't use it to threaten anybody, to steal anything, or do anything like that. There shouldn't be a problem.
The fact is, the law is so repressive it criminalizes guns powered by springs, compressed air, and elastic bands.
You've got to be kidding me.
855, 450, free. Do you think you can carry a sword in this place?
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us here on the phones or via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We're talking about, can you carry a sword in New Jersey? I've done a little digging here, Mark, and I'll let you know what I found out here in a moment, because they sure as hell don't want you to carry any kind of gun, including a 300-year-old antique that doesn't even work. There's a man who's facing 10 years in prison because he had an antique pistol in his glove compartment. We can continue that here in a moment. Also want to tell you about Vegas.com. That's where you can go and get some really great prices on Vegas from the inside, whether it's hotel, headliner shows, tours, attractions, VIP bottle service. You can get the best rates there at Vegas.com and save 10%. On top of that.
Yeah, that's 10% on top of what are the best rates you're going to be able to find anywhere.
You can use our code FTL at the promo box at checkout at Vegas.com and get 10% off everything on the site except for air hotel packages, meaning that if it's got air involved, they just can't get the discount from the airlines. But otherwise, they've got your deals that are unbeatable over at Vegas.com.
They're from there.
That's right. They serve up Vegas from the inside because they actually live in Vegas, work in Vegas, and party in Vegas. They know the people that set the deals. So the second prices drop, Vegas.com drops them on their site in real time. Plus, their drop watch feature, which is proprietary, keeps they keep a look on the prices. So if you book a hotel and the price of the room goes down, you can then get a refund of the difference. Vegas.com, code FTL. It's the only place you can get insider information for the Vegas trip of your life. Let's continue here. Your thoughts are welcome. Before we go on with your calls, I do want to let you know, Mark, I was looking about to find out, you know, because we had talked about how oppressive the New Jersey gun laws are, and you just kind of thought, well, you could carry a sword, that'd be fine. And I said, whoa, I don't think so. You don't want to take legal advice from Mark Edge here on this particular topic if you're in New Jersey. According to New Jersey statutes, Code of Criminal Justice, as they call them, 2C:39-5, unlawful possession of weapons, Section D, other weapons, any person who knowingly has in his possession any other weapon under circumstances not manifestly appropriate for such lawful uses as it may have is guilty of a crime of the fourth degree. So basically, you can't have a sword.
Just an other weapon.
New Jersey. Yeah, I mean, of course, they go through a list of like gravity knife, switchblade knife, dagger, dirk, stiletto, billy. Sword's not in that list, so it would be considered under other weapons. You might be able to claim you were using that you were going to use your machete to hack a path through a forest or something like that. But well, if you're walking down an urban street, you're going to have a tough time.
What if you're going to a cosplay convention and
get a plastic sword? It's crazy. In New Jersey. So let's continue here. If I've misinterpreted, though, and you're in Jersey and you want to correct us, feel free. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go first, though, to Nick in Charleston, West Virginia. Or Charleston, are you in South Carolina or West Virginia, Nick? I'm sorry.
South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina. Very good, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
There was a movement back in the 20s and 30s that was a precursor to Alcoholics Anonymous called the Oxford Movement.
Yeah.
And
that's what Alcoholics Anonymous came out of, yeah.
Yeah. And one of their tenets was the idea that a true patriot is someone who tries to bring his country under God's control.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at that time frame that that would be the case.
So I just thought I'd put that in the mix.
Well, at that part, you have a difficulty figuring out who God is, right? Like, everybody's got a different interpretation of who God is and what God wants, you know, whether God's male or God's female.
Each side of the Super Bowl thinks God's on their side.
You know, I mean, even as far back as the 3rd century when they were deciding which books they were going to put in the Bible. The Bible didn't even exist. You know, the Bible didn't exist. Jesus didn't hand it down to anybody. It was voted on democratically, and the, you know, the people that lost were called heretics, and the people that won were called Christians. And so, I mean, it's really difficult to know, you know, who God is and what he wants, or she, or it.
Agreed. Thank you.
Thanks, yep. Nick, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. Robert's in Bellows Falls, Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live, listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Robert.
Hi, guys.
Hey there. What's going on?
I have to say that it's really kind of silly that the guy's going to get... I don't understand why the guy got pulled over in the first place, but you know, I mean, if the guy wasn't doing anything with this weapon, you know, I mean, let him go, but the guy hasn't done anything.
It was a little hard to make out what you were saying there.
He's suggesting the police officer should have just let the guy go and not have worried about it. But obviously police officer had a problem from the get-go.
Well, that would be compassion. That would be somebody who could be understanding towards other human beings and, you know, could assess a situation to determine that, was this person dangerous? So were they threatening someone with this gun? Was there an actual reason that they should do something about it? That would require some actual thought to be used besides just the simple mindless, thoughtless of simply just, he's in violation of some code. You're under arrest. I mean, so, yeah, it'd be great if we had police officers that would use compassion and take individual circumstances into account.
When I went through my situation last year, where I was just, merely driving down the road, and we had a snowstorm, the day previous, and I had a little bit of snow on my license plate in my vehicle, and I got pulled over and got taken for misuse of plate.
Yeah, up here in New Hampshire, it's amazing. You're driving down the road all the time, and people don't have license plates visible, especially pickup trucks.
Who pulled you for that? Was it New Hampshire or Vermont cops?
Oh, that was New Hampshire. It was Walpole.
Yeah, and it's...
And was that where they found the pills in the glove compartment?
Oh, yeah.
That was that time.
Yeah. You know, but I mean, I mean,
yeah, and then you ended up with felony charges.
With my son, I just got off the phone with my son, and I was enjoying the moment because I hadn't talked with him in a while. And I wasn't thinking, oh, geez, I forgot to go, knock off a little snow off my license plate. You know, that's what I was being.
Yeah, and then, of course, the police found pills in the glove compartment, which actually was, you had actually opened the glove compartment to get license and registration, and the cop noticed the pills in there, and you did hand them over, unfortunately, to the officer, if I'm recalling correctly. Is that all correct?
I have to be honest here. I'm still very naive when it comes to knowing what the laws are, but I'm going to tell you what. Ever since I've been listening to Free Talk Live for the last 3.5 years, I've learned a lot.
Now, you ended up pleading down to a misdemeanor on that, didn't you?
Yeah, I got out because they ended up charging me with felony possession of the pills, and then I got another misdemeanor for transport from one state to another. I mean, we're talking, that these were anti-inflammatory pills. They weren't...
Right.
Oxycontin or any of that kind of...
Yeah, you don't get high off of these pills.
No.
So, yeah, I don't blame you for taking the plea deal. I don't ever blame anybody for taking the plea deal in that particular case. You got to avoid the felony charges, and that's how they do it. You know, they lock you down with all these scary felony charges, right. And then they come to you and say, all right, well, we'll cut this down to a misdemeanor. You'll do 6 months with no all time suspended. Well, we won't even send you to jail over this, and then you can just, be on a suspended sentence for 2 years and sit on probation for a year or something like that. That way they get their conviction, you get your life not as destroyed, but still ruined in a lot of different ways, and you don't go home happy, but they collect their paycheck. It's sick.
Oh, it is, and it certainly has changed my opinion on law enforcement. I'm not
sure. Oh yeah, it'll change it real fast. Thanks, Robert, for your call tonight. I do appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Oh, yeah, that's all it takes is one real bad experience with the police to really sour somebody who might previously have been making excuses for the police because they don't believe it can happen to them. I'm a law-abiding person. They would never do these terrible things to me. Obviously, they're doing them to you because you're a scofflaw.
Yeah, whatever it is, something must be wrong with you.
The toll-free number is 855-453, and then before you know it, they've arrested your 72-year-old grandfather for having a flintlock pistol in his glove compartment, and now he's facing 10 years in prison with, I think, a 3.5-year mandatory minimum. 855-450-FREE. There's more coming up on that story. It's Free Talk Live. You can share your thoughts.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial in toll-free here. We're on the live Saturday edition of the program. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features that we share with you, they're totally free. Now, if you want to help get behind the show, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Now, that's a way for you to help us get Free Talk Live on more radio stations, more satellite connections, more internet connections around the world. We can do that for just $5 a month from you. And you get perks. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have our usual commercials that our regular podcast does. You also get access to our AMP-only Facebook group and more. Go and get the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. That's A-M-P as in advertise, market, and promote, amp.freetalklive.com. You can use any major credit card via PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right through our website at amp.freetalklive.com. So it helps us out when you do that, and you get perks as well. Plus, every now and then you get special bonuses from being Free Talk Live amplifiers, like, oh, if we've got like a new website coming, which we do, that you might be able to see it first, maybe test it out, that kind of thing. But something else, right now, there's a special offer on the table where if you're a platinum amplifier, so normal amplifiers, silver, it's $5 a month. Gold, $10 a month. Platinum, $25 a month. If you're a platinum amplifier and you become, or rather you become a platinum amplifier by March 1st and stay a platinum through May 1st, so at least do 2 months of platinum amping, then you will qualify to receive a free amp t-shirt. I keep calling it t-shirt. T-shirt, it's not a t-shirt. It's long sleeve. It's a shirt that is long sleeves. It's made of fabric, tech fabric, as they call it. A wicking tech fabric. This is it's a fancy fabric, and the design's cool. It's got a word cloud design, meaning it shows words that are extracted from our show descriptions over a certain time frame, and then the words are sort of sized based on how frequently they're used in our descriptions. So I love the concept. I think it's really neat, and I like that Michael January, who's a Free Talk Live amplifier himself, is the one who's really spearheading this. He came up with the idea, the design. He's going to do the fulfillment of the orders, which is awesome. So if you want to get one of these shirts, if you want to see what it looks like, go to shirt.freetalklive.com. You can see the picture of the front and the back side of the shirt. That's shirt.freetalklive.com. Michael did say, by the way, that the shirts are available. They're made already, mm-hmm. from what I understand. He's going to be bringing some to the Liberty Forum, which is coming up March 5th through 8th. We'll tell you more about the Liberty Forum here in a bit. But he's bringing them up not to give them away or sell them or anything like that. These are only for Platinum amplifiers. But you'll be able to try them on, for instance. So if you want to size it, you want to make sure the size is right, and you're actually at Liberty Forum, he will be allowing people to do that there. But if you want to get one of these shirts, sign up as a Platinum Amplifier or upgrade to Platinum Amplifier by March 1st and stay on through at least May 1st. And we really appreciate the support. So again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, there's a 72-year-old man who's facing 10 years in prison, mandatory minimum of 3.5 to 5 years without possibility of parole for the possession of a flintlock pistol in New Jersey, where, by the way, according to PoliceStateUSA.com, the state could charge individuals in New Jersey with felonies for simply owning slingshots in New Jersey, something that most of us probably had as a kid and wherever we
sure
grew
did.
Up. So let's go to Dan. He's in Virginia listening to WNIS. Hello, Dan.
Yes, hello. Good evening to you all.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I have a question on the subject you've all been discussing.
Sure.
It seems to me that not just you, but in general, the pressure is put on the police officers. The police officers who discovered this flintlock pistol in this gentleman's car, for example, is not the ultimate decision as to whether to just drop it or to go ahead and prosecute. Isn't that up to the judge? The police officers don't they have
the prosecutor? It's up to all of them. The police officer has no obligation to enforce most laws. So in many cases, officers can completely use discretion. That officer could have looked the other way. He could have laughed. He could have, let the guy go. But this officer is a jerk, and he was shouting at this man and threatening him. And
the sheriff I think the officer let him go and then asked about it and then came back to the guy's house. So I'd say the officer is the least guilty in this circumstance.
Well, he still
But he didn't have to report it to the sheriff.
That's true. Could have kept it quiet. So it starts with the officer. The officer can use discretion. Then if the officer brings a charge, the prosecution can then drop that charge at any point. They can do what's called a null pros, which is short for nolle prosequi, and they can null pros the charges before they even get to the court. And if the charges do get to the court, then the judge can certainly throw it out. So every bureaucrat along that path has the ability to stop the aggression against peaceful people, but they keep doing it.
Yes, I understand that, but it seems to me that if this is reported by the police officer, that at some point up that chain before it actually goes to court, even if it's the sheriff, for example, that they can reexamine that and say let's drop this because it doesn't have enough validity. I think the pursuing of this by the police officer, I think the weight needs to go up higher on the food chain than the basic police officer. If he sees a violation, and he feels he needs to report this in whatever manner, ticket or whatever, that it's the next step up or the second step up. That's my feeling.
I got what you're saying, but there's two steps in this that are the police, right? Like, this actually isn't the police at all. It's the sheriff's department. So this deputy sheriff chose to do it. Then his boss, the sheriff, chose to do it. Then the prosecutor chose to do it. And the prosecution is, to some extent, it's part of law enforcement. These people have arrest powers. They can carry guns. They can do all kinds of things. So it's not even wrong to call them.
Prosecutors can arrest?
In some states, they certainly can.
Wow.
It's not wrong to call them the police necessarily either. And so at this point, you're just really talking about the judge. And I'd say what I've said all along here is I think that the weight of this falls on the politicians, the people who wrote this crap.
Well, I can agree with that. But at some point, I think that there's an obligation for the police officer on the street. If he is aware of a violation that he doesn't really have a lot of discretion to turn his back on it.
Not true. In fact, I don't know if you were listening earlier when we were talking with Straight Razor, who's a caller from Texas. He's a police, or claims to be a police officer, and I specifically asked about that tonight. There are certain felonies where the police have to arrest, but it's not all of them, from what I understand. They generally have wide discretion where they cannot be punished for not arresting somebody in any given circumstance. So this officer could have looked the other way.
Well, they arrested the 72-year-old man without being instructed to do so. I think that's a different case. But I still believe that there is a certain amount of obligation that falls on the police officer to take some kind of action.
You can believe that all you want, but it's just not true. I mean, any cop that's being honest with you will tell you they have discretion. If a cop tells you they don't have discretion, they're lying to you.
Well, I've been stopped for doing 60 in a 45.
Yeah.
And the police officer has said to me, well, be careful now. Don't go over the speed limit again. And never gave me a ticket.
That's discretion.
That's what we call discretion.
I understand that.
If you were younger and had longer hair and a crappier car, I would suggest that might not have happened.
I have all of those things, except I'm not younger.
Hey, Don, thanks, or Dan, rather. Thank you for the call tonight. I do appreciate it. Let's go to Kevin listening in Wisconsin to WXXM, the Mike 92.1. Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, how you doing?
Welcome. Doing great. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I was just kind of curious. Now, you guys were talking, I kind of got into it because I got off work at 7 o'clock, so I didn't get to hear all of this. But is it he had to have that weapon registered in his state?
Well, I don't know exactly what the laws are in New Jersey, but they tend to be fairly draconian. So, you know, if he even had it registered, it still may be illegal for him to conceal it, so-called, in a glove box. Again, this was an antique pistol for listeners just tuning in. 72-year-old man charged with a felony for having an antique pistol, 300-year-old flintlock pistol, in his glove box. So even if it had been registered with the state, that wouldn't necessarily avoid him the felony charge for possessing it without a pistol permit or something like that, which are dreadfully hard to get in a place like New Jersey.
Yeah, it sounds like all the old gangster stuff really kind of caught up. I'm kind of glad I live in Wisconsin. It's a little bit more lax here for that, but they do take it very seriously here, too. So,
when you say it's more lax, can you open carry in Wisconsin?
Well, put this way, I'm going to have it, Hunter. If I carry anything in the car, it is unloaded and in the case. Basically, like, I inherited some guns from my father. They're not registered in my name, and I doubt if they're registered in his, because he got them when he was, like, 16, 17. I got his first...
It's good to know that you've got a little more leeway. Thank you, Kevin, for your call tonight. There's more coming up at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3, next.
You hear that, kid? That's the hum of a well-run facility. You know what I hate hearing? Silence. Silence on a production line means downtime. Downtime means wasted time. Wasted time means wasted money. Silence isn't golden, kid. It's deadly. That's why I love Grainger. With a wide variety of the latest products, Grainger gets us what we need when we need it to help keep this place up and running and humming away. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold
gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's no-bake casserole unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.